today, we won't go wasting your precious time. We're going to dive right into how to tackle one of the most stressful financial topics millennials shared in a recent study of their financial goals. So listen carefully. Hey, welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on the Talking Sense podcast.
The Spice Girls song, Wannabe, is obviously not about finance, but today we're talking about what millennials shared about what they want to be regarding their financial priorities, and it was debt-free.
Debt-free.
And I think millennials are probably not alone in this one, but they have a specific type of debt that they're dealing with that many others have already kind of tackled. So we've talked before about debt, but we're going to dive specifically into student loans today. And yep. I know this is a topic that is near and dear to your heart as well.
Oh my gosh. Literally still paying, but but getting closer every day. So
good. So many know, due to COVID, we've had a forbearance situation going on. Department of Education came out and gave a forbearance that was supposed to end October of this year. There are a couple of things that may impact that and cause that to not happen. One of those is one of the largest lenders that works with the federal government for student loans, federal student loans, has said they're not going to renew their contract. So there's going to be a lot of loans that will have to switch service providers. So there are many pushing to kind of dial that back even further to give some time for that to be settled first before they take that forbearance away. And then also the loan forgiveness legislation that's out there, they're still working through that. So until that's all decided, there are many that are advocating for stretching that. And you mentioned that yours has already been pushed out, right?
Yeah. So the my student loan accounts, I know that they've been pushed out to January of next year as far as the forbearance, just meaning that no interest is being accrued and no payments are necessary until January of next year. But, you know, one of the things that I think is important to note is that even before COVID, you know, one out of four student loans were already in some sort of delinquency or in default. There's definitely things that you can do to help get rid of it. And right now, during this period of time, one of the things that I would definitely say that I would encourage folks to do is to check in, to make sure that you're checking in on your loans periodically, stay on track as far as the updates that they're making to repayment and any different features. If you're, like you said, if the servicer has changed, I would encourage you to sign up for notifications. That way, you know, you get those text messages if your service or allows for that.
So we're going to talk through some ways that you can get ahead when it comes to taking care of this debt. One of the things that we always talk about is having a plan. But before you can even do that, you've got to get organized. And I actually didn't know this existed. Now, granted, I graduated a few years before you. We're not going to say how many.
But thinking of the number.
You need to stop. But there is a national database for federal loans. Okay, so if you want to check in the description for today's program, there's going to be a link there if you didn't know this existed either. It's the National Student Loan Data System, and that'll have any federal loans that may exist out there for you to be able to find out and just know what you have, because it's not like when I was there. When I was there, you had one loan, and it just kind of accumulated, but now you get one per semester, and so it can really get out of hand as far as your ability to just organize.
Right.
And if you don't have federal loans, if you have personal loans, private loans, you can use your credit score to get to those. And we've talked through how to check for your credit score in another episode. So just check that out. And I think that's actually our next episode where we talk about that. So check that out if you don't know how to pull it. But you can use your credit score to find other lenders that may not be listed on that national registry.
So again, if you have a federal student loan, then you can go through the National Student Loan Data System, which you can just use diligent to ask for some of your personal information to get that. If it's private student loans, then you can kind of check out who holds those student loans through your credit report.
So all of us know when you first exit college, there's a grace period. And this doesn't necessarily apply to these forbearance, that topic of it. But just in general, when you finish college, you've got a grace period where student loans are not required to be paid on. But there's two dynamics at play here. For your federal loans, if you chose to make payments during that grace period anyway, all of that's going to go towards principal, which is going to help you get ahead on what that final loan balance is when you do have to make payments. If you have a private loan, even though you're not required to pay during that period, there is interest being accrued. And what happens is when the grace period ends, that interest is added to your loan balance. So it would behoove you, if you can do that earlier, to go ahead and start making some payments so that less interest is going to be added to that balance when it's finally completed. So that's tip number one, is make interest only payments or make extra payments during the grace period. What's our tip number two on that?
Yeah, it would be to learn about loan forgiveness programs and the income driven payment plans. So the income driven payment plans are typically a feature of the federal loans.
Mm-hmm.
So each year there'll be some method that the servicer uses to make sure that you are eligible for those plans. So it will take into account your income and a few other things as well. But there's an annual kind of re-upping process mm-hmm. for that.
And it's important that you complete that annual review, that you get on there and you put in your information, because you can put yourself in a pickle if you don't update that regularly. So it's important that mm-hmm. they get that information from you. And you do have to apply for it. It's not something that just you're automatically going to be put into when you graduate. So make sure you go. That's another one of those links that we've got. There's a website you go to, you put in your information, and they will tell you how much you have to pay based on your income. Now, there's also a time period at which the rest of it gets forgiven.
Yeah, if you wait long enough. Didn't know about that. So thank you for the research there.
Yeah.
but yeah, apparently, you know, there's a kind of a loan forgiveness element of that after a certain amount of time, if you've been paying on it and you're on that, the income driven plan, that the loans would be forgiven.
Yes,
is that right?
Exactly. So the idea there being, if your income has not increased enough that you've paid it off on your own, at a certain point, it does just get forgiven by the federal government, which is great. So mm-hmm. if you've been in a career that maybe pays less, that might be a way, if you're a social worker or you're doing something like that, there may be an option there for you to be able to not have to pay all of it back. And then the other side of that is loan forgiveness programs that are done through employers. There are some programs out there where employers, if you stay with them for a certain period of time, that they will forgive the rest of your loan or pay it off for you. So a lot of times this is going to be government or nonprofit type of work. And with that, there's an opportunity. Again, if you have a passion for something that you can use your degree for, great. That'll give you some time later on, once you've done it for a period of time, where they'll pay it off for you. I know I have a friend who worked for the VA. She's a nurse. They paid off all her student loans and put her through school to become a nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And she just had to commit to stay with them for a period of time. So that was a great option for her to be able to get rid of that loan quickly.
Yeah. I know the military kind of does that as well, right? Mm-hmm. So if you make a certain time commitment, they'll also pay for the education aspect of it too.
Yes, that is a phenomenal program for those that are have any inkling to do that. And then, of course, you can always pay extra. Just like any other debt that you have, you can pay extra towards your payments. You know, they're going to have a minimum, just like anything else, that you've got to pay each month, but you can put extra in there. But here's kind of a tip to know about that. Lenders don't want you to pay it down early. They do not make it easy. Often what you've got to do is kind of jump through some hoops, and you've dealt with this some. So why don't you kind of talk through that a little bit?
Yeah. So when you make your payment, there usually will be some questions about how that payment should be allocated, right? Mm-hmm. So with mine, you can make, there's a required payment whenever, obviously whenever you're not in forbearance, and there's a breakdown for that required payment of how it needs to be made between all of the different accounts,
mm-hmm.
right? So after you've made that required payment, which includes interest and a little bit of principal, then you can go back and make an additional payment and allocate it only towards principal.
And the keys are, you have to pay the full payment first and then go back in a second time in most cases. And then you also have to clarify that you want it allocated to principal, because if you don't, they'll automatically allocate it to future interest, which right. It just kills me that they do that. But, and for some, you have to call. You may not be able to do it online, but it's still worth it. So, you know, we've talked through interest-only payments during your grace period. We've talked about forgiveness, loan repayments, and we've also talked about paying extra towards your loans. For many, as you get into your careers and you build your finances, you're going to find, especially if you have personal loans, that mm-hmm. you may have the opportunity to get rid of a higher interest loan now that your credit score is not just crap after being in college and having all those expenses. You know,
building good credit history.
Yes, you've built that good history. You might find that being able to refinance that into, you know, a personal loan with your bank may help save you some money. And something that's kind of a timely option, if you've got equity in your home and you're paying 2% on your home, but you're paying 9% on a student loan, maybe going ahead and refinancing your home to absorb that might be a good idea for you. Granted, you need to talk to your financial advisor about that. Yeah. But I have heard of people doing that, refinancing their home to get rid of some debts. And if it's going to lower your interest rate, it's going to save you over time.
Definitely. And thinking about the current interest rate environment that we're in, that could definitely be a possibility. With the added bonus that for a lot of folks, home equity has increased quite a bit mm-hmm. because of the surge in home prices. So now it could be a good time to kind of capitalize on that and get a little bit of extra home equity out to consolidate these loans into one. Usually the ones that you want to do that with, though, would fall into that private student mm-hmm. loan category, because typically those are the higher interest ones, right?
Yes. And, you know, I've seen it as much as 9% on a student loan when it was a private loan versus mm-hmm. your typical federal is going to be in the 3% range right now from what I'm seeing on most people. 3-4% is the highest. But with your federal loans, especially if you're in one of those forgiveness programs or you're in a career that has that loan forgiveness, do not refinance those loans yet without really thinking through it, because you will lose those options mm-hmm. if you do that.
Very so important.
Yes, you don't want to move those until you know that you're not going to qualify for one of those other programs first. So, you know, if you haven't noticed the trend yet, let me just spell it out for you. Planning means greater chance of success. No matter the goal, whether it's student loan payoff or it is, you know, your future financial goals, paying for college, whatever's on your horizon, the plan is going to help you work through it much more efficiently. So we've given you some tips here, but we want to make sure that you remember the plan is really the key here. Yeah. That's my 2 cents for today. What about you, Mark?
Yeah, mainly I would say that you're not a statistic and your goals are as unique as you are. So if you haven't put them on paper, you know, on purpose, like we mm-hmm. like to say, and spell them out, today is the day to start. And if you need help with that, you know, we're here for that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us on Talking Sense podcast today. As a reminder, we've included some links in those show description and we've discussed to help you on your journey. We've shared some great general tips, but if you're ready to tackle your financial goals with a unique personalized approach, check out our notes again for information on how to connect with our team. That's our 2 cents on tackling student loan debt. Join us on our next episode when we talk about giving yourself some credit, or at least a good credit score.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Talking Sense podcast. And if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The GenWealth team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
GenWealth Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.